tak dobrý, takže spustíme pumpu, jo?
Ano. 9.15, ano.
Tak se zastavíme, ochráníme.
A Czech man undergoes a life-saving bypass operation in hospital. Like all Czechs, this expensive procedure was covered by health insurance, which is obligatory in this country. For Czechs, such extensive medical care has been the norm for generations. Healthcare was free for all in this country under communism. And since the Velvet Revolution, Czechs have continued to have easy and cheap access to medical services, after the national health system was changed to a social insurance model similar to that which operates in other European countries such as Germany. This means that Czechs pay obligatory contributions to state health insurers, which are proportionate to their earnings. This entitles them to the same level of health coverage regardless of their income. Although this sounds like an ideal and equitable system, problems in the Czech health service have been mounting for some time now. In theory, the health service is supposed to provide adequate care for all. Unfortunately, the relatively low amount Czechs contribute to healthcare, coupled with spiralling costs for medical treatment, means that the system is crippled with debts and cannot provide the level of care people have come to expect. It's a problem acknowledged by the new Deputy Minister for Health, Pavel Hrabon.
There are definitely serious problems in the current system. We have what used to be a standard European system 15 or 20 years ago. I'm fully convinced that basically anywhere in Europe, the healthcare system will have to change profoundly in the next, say, 10 to 15 years because of pressures stemming from population aging, new technologies, and higher demands of consumers. And the Czech system will have to change probably earlier for two reasons. A, we have missed some of the steps which have already been done in Western Europe in the last 10, 15 years. And B, we don't have so deep pockets. So principally, the Czech system has to face the same problems as, let's say, the German system. But we have less money to subsidize our inefficient system than the Germans do.
As someone who is working for the new centre-right coalition government, Dr. Hrabon feels it's time to overhaul the current healthcare system. This includes following the lead of countries like Germany, by making the insurance market more competitive. One way of doing this is to turn the 9 state insurers into stock companies, operating along normal business lines, which advocates say should make them more efficient and willing to offer better services. Dr. Hrabon also wants Czechs to contribute more to their medical care. This would include paying higher fees to see doctors, stay in hospital, and be issued with prescriptions. As most of these services are currently free for Czechs, introducing a measure like this would be a bitter pill for many of them to swallow. Nevertheless, Dr. Hrabon is hopeful that many people will appreciate that the benefits should outweigh the drawbacks.
Even if you ask the obviously unpopular question whether people are ready to pay more out of pocket visiting a physician, and by the way, the Czech Republic is undoubtedly number one within Europe in this case, which means we are clearly the country where people pay the smallest amount compared to other European countries when they visit a physician, and nobody wants to pay more. But even if you ask this question, you find that there is a significant part of the population, roughly 50%, who are indeed willing to pay more, given that they will get better services or better choice.
Dr. Hrabon argues that at the moment, the chronically underfunded health system is only able to offer a universally mediocre standard of care. The new system, however, would allow Czechs to avail of better services by paying a surcharge on top of their standard insurance contributions. One person who is against this idea is Josef Mrazek, the vice president of the Czech Association of Patients.
We want to develop the healthcare system from the right of the patient to get the full healthcare on the principle of solidarity. The official places say that we have only Czech money, and so we cannot give to the budget. And we say that's not the question for the official places, that's the question for inhabitants. And the inhabitants want the full care, and therefore the official places should find optimal way to getting this full care, to find how much it will cost, and after this to find money for it. Primary is full care, and not some amount of money.
In championing the current socialized method of providing healthcare in the Czech Republic, Mr. Mrazek believes he has the support of the vast majority of Czech citizens.
In Czech Republic, 85% of inhabitants want this full solidarity because they don't know one day they are wealthy, another day they can fall down. That's perhaps the reason that not only people from Social Democratic Party, but also many people from other parties are for full solidarity. They are for a system where insurance company can get them the full health care.
Dr. Robin says that he agrees with the principle of solidarity in the provision of health care, but that limits have to be put on people's expectations as to what the public health service can actually provide.
It depends what we mean by solidarity. I'm definitely among those 85%, but solidarity in my eyes is that everybody has access to necessary health services, regardless of his or her ability to pay. But solidarity in my eyes is not that everything until the last cent is paid from the common funds and that the common funds are wasted.
This is the problem of the party which is in government. They say, yes, some solidarity we can take. That's the solidarity between the healthy and ill people, but they don't want the solidarity between the wealthy and poor people. But common insurance, that's not commercial insurance, where everybody must pay what is the risk of the case. Common insurance, everybody pays what he can pay. That's something which depends on the income of them. And after this, everybody can get the same from the insurance company. It's not possible to organize it another way.
The Ministry for Health's proposed reforms should go before the Parliament in June, but it is still unclear if they will be approved. The present centre-right government is dependent on the support of two rebel Social Democrat MPs, who might balk at the introduction of a market-based healthcare system. Pavel Robin, however, is hopeful that the issue of a more efficient health service can be viewed objectively and not along ideological lines.
I think that the question is politicized. That's the real problem I do see, because substantial changes in the healthcare system, at least to an extent, have to be based on consensus or compromise between the main political parties. The tragedy of Czech healthcare is that health reform debate has been based on ideological approach, not on facts. This has to change. So if nobody misuses steps which have to be taken, then the part of the population which will be really resistant to the reforms is pretty low.